Chapter 1. Martin Delano stepped out of his pickup and shut the door as a light trade wind danced over his skin. He slipped his shoulder holster on, then looked up and down the street. Finding no traffic, he jogged over to the other side, following the lights set up by the Honolulu Police Department. Being former military, he should be used to the early morning wake-up calls, but it didn't mean he had to be happy about it, especially this morning. The lights burned his eyes. Damn, he was getting old when he couldn't seem to make it up into work without a cup of coffee. He should have grabbed one before he left his house in Hawaii Kai. Police tape marked off the spot, and a very serious-looking young officer in uniform stood by the entrance. His militant expression told Dell this was his first big assignment. The kid raised his hand as if to stop him, or die trying. God save him, he wasn't in the mood.
HPD only, sir,
he said, his voice stern. Dell sighed and pulled out his task force badge. He'd been there a year, and people in the department still didn't know who he was. Of course, the officer looked like he was straight out of the academy, so that was probably the reason. However, the department was small, and Dell had been on TV enough that he thought everyone knew his face. And, as the local members of his team kept telling him, everyone knows everyone else on the island. The officer's face reddened.
Sorry, sir.
Dell nodded and attached the badge back onto his belt. I'm looking for Rome Carino.
Of course, sir.
He turned and motioned with his hand.
He's right over there by the medical examiner.
Dell glanced over and saw where he was talking about. There was a barrier set up along the opposite side of the bridge. That would have been done probably before the ME had shown up.
Mahalo,
Dell said as he walked past the officer toward the ME. He passed a few familiar faces. Some smiled, some frowned, and others barely acknowledged his existence. The air was muggy from the recent rain, and the sun would start rising soon. Traffic in Honolulu was always a bitch. The influx of tourists added to the locals' aggravation, but figure in the water main breaks and the rail construction, it could be a real pain in the ass. Being Monday made it worse. And the McCully Bridge over the Alawai Canal was always busy. As he approached the group, he noticed a handful of detectives he knew. He still felt like an outsider. Being Haole didn't make for easy detective work in Hawaii. Not to mention, a few of them thought he shouldn't have been given the job. Carino had been offered the job at one time, but he declined. Now, Dell was starting to understand why. Dell knew it was a bad sign when Carino called him. Dell's team only handled the major crimes, the ones that would require more than a little diplomacy, working with various law enforcements. Not that he was always good with diplomacy, but in other words, Carino didn't want the headache. He noticed Drew Franklin, the ME assistant. Nice kid, local, tall and skinny, with a world-class mind and an irritating habit of trying too hard. But he was good on the job, even if he did have an odd sense of humor, and an odd choice in clothing. He was wearing a pair of jeans today, his regular sneakers, and a t-shirt that said, I like big books and I cannot lie.
How's it, Dell? I just got here too.
Dell nodded.
Did you get the call?
He pushed his horn-rimmed glasses back up the bridge of his nose.
Dr. Middleton called. She said I didn't need to be here, but I thought maybe Kat would be called out. Nope. I was on call last night, so I took the call. Makes sense.
I'm glad you think so,
he said, his voice dripping with sarcasm, but it went over Drew's head. He just smiled as they walked together. The closer they got to the scene, Dell's worry grew. He knew it was a dead woman, but for him to be called out, it had to be huge. Maybe a celebrity or dignitary. That meant it would hit the news services soon. Damn, he hated dealing with the press. Carino noticed him and turned to greet him. Lean and tall, with feral eyes, he'd moved to Hawaii from Seattle several years earlier. The homicide detective had been one of the most welcoming in the HPD. His wife had insisted on inviting him over for dinner several times.